This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Ike is looking for a second date update with a woman named Miranda. I like the name Ike. I don't know anybody named Ike. I think you're the first guy named Ike I've met on the phone.
Really?
Really?
I think so. Do you know any Ikes, Jen?
Do I know any? Just Ike Turner, but I never knew him personal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to the show. That's short for Eisenhower?
Yes.
All right.
Wow, family name?
Yeah, I'm actually Ike the Third, so It's a generational thing.
I see.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us about Miranda.
Dating in coronavirus world is tricky. Been a mess. I don't know what to do anymore. You either wear a mask or you don't wear a mask, stay at home, or you go in social distance. But how do you know if you're, I'm 6 foot, so I know if I can fall down in front of someone and not hit them, then I guess that's good. But I can't do that every day.
Right.
You're supposed to support local businesses, but you got to stay outside the patio. It's just insane. So it makes it hard to go out and see people because we're just hyper aware of everything that's going around the world right now, and it's hard to focus on the person you're on a date with. So I've tried a few things. I've tried golf dates, patio lunches, hiking was a good one. But it doesn't really matter. Even hiking, you run into people on trails and they're like, put on your mask, man. What are you like? You're still close to us whether we're outside or not.
Right.
I don't know. I'm probably just rambling.
I can sense this. I can hear the frustration in your voice. You're just trying to live your life and do it in this new world with these blurry, invisible boundaries. And you're right. The rules seem to change from minute to minute, and it's very frustrating to keep up with, and you want to be able to focus on the person you're with. But
yeah.
Trust me, we get it. We've heard this almost daily on Second Date Update, so we get it.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody gets it, right? The whole world gets it.
We're all going through it.
Yeah. So Miranda, she was a hiking date, and it was wonderful. But she's the only girl that hasn't reached back out to me. So that's why I'm on the radio.
Wait, she's the only woman that hasn't reached back out to you?
Wow, that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah.
You got something
thank
going
you.
On.
There hasn't been too many dates, but thank you.
Okay. But what is it? What is it about this one that's bugging you about it? Is it because you don't like being blown off, or is there something really special about her and you're disappointed because you really wanted to get to know her?
There's something really special about her. That was the hiking date, and I had proposed that to other dates, and they wanted to do patios or anything else. But that's something. I'm an outdoorsy, athletic person, and that's something that I want in a relationship, and that's what I. Especially moving forward, I would love to be outside more.
Sure.
But that was something that we clicked on. I thought that it went really well. She was very attractive, really nice. She was funny. There was chemistry there. At the end of the day, we went and grabbed some beers on a patio, and that was really nice. And I drove her home, gave her a hug, and that was it. Still trying to be germ conscious, so hugs for now.
Hugs for now.
But it went great. So I don't know what happened.
Okay. What have you done to try to reach out to her?
I sent her a few texts, and we had each other's numbers by that point because it was on an app that we found each other.
Yeah.
Because coronavirus.
Right.
But, yeah, I reached out a few times, and I don't want to seem desperate. So reached out afterwards to see if there's something that, you know, maybe go on another date, didn't hear anything for about a week, and then reached back out with a date proposal, like another trail that I found that was close, and the line just kind of went dead. I didn't want to keep pushing it, so.
Yeah. Well, we specialize in this kind of thing, my friend.
It is our thing. It is what we're known for, which is frightening at times.
With the precision of a surgeon.
Right.
I can hear him laughing in the back.
Yeah.
He's obviously heard Second Date Update before.
And now he's second-guessing this decision.
Admittedly, it doesn't always end well, but we'll do our best.
Awesome.
Hang tight. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll call Miranda and see what she thought of Ike and her hike with Ike. Next, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Well, like a lot of people, Ike is frustrated.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
With dating in the COVID world, the rules seem to change from minute to minute, and that's frustrating. You want to be able to focus on the person you're with, have some fun, connect, but still be safe.
Right. You don't want to make yourself crazy, but you don't want to be irresponsible. Finding that middle ground somewhere is a challenge at times.
Yeah. One thing Ike likes to do is hike, and he went on a hike with Miranda. She's lovely. The day was lovely. Went out and had some beers after this great day, which ended in a hug. He's reached out a few times via text. No response from her.
Confusing.
Did I leave anything pertinent out?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. You ready to call Miranda? Ike?
Oh, yes.
I do think you've made him hesitant now, Jeff. You've done this.
We'll make this as painless as possible.
Hello.
Hi, Miranda.
Yeah?
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Oh, crap. I ghosted a dude.
You what now? You ghosted? Yes, you did ghost a dude.
You did.
I admit I ghosted a dude.
So that was on purpose, or you just been busy?
No, it was very deliberate. Had to do it. I just couldn't move forward with that situation. I had to.
What situation are we talking about? We are talking about Ike, I assume?
Yes. Everything was going fine. He seemed like a nice enough guy when we were in the woods. Nice conversation. He seemed to be a gentleman. But then when we were coming out of the woods and we ran into another couple who wasn't wearing masks, he couldn't stop himself from saying something to them. And I was mortified, so embarrassing. And he was all aggressive. He was like, hey, you know, you can still infect people in the woods. Wear a mask. Like yelling at them.
Oh, wow.
And they just kind of looked at him. Thank God they didn't say anything or there wasn't a confrontation. I honestly don't know what I would have done if they said something back at him and then some kind of like argument or confrontation would have happened. I would have been like done.
Yeah.
So I let that one go. I didn't make a big deal about it.
Right.
Then we got to the brewery. Our server, she kind of had her mask down off her nose a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I see that a lot.
Right. Yeah. When it gets hard to breathe, you sometimes.
It's covering their mouth, but it's not really on their nose. Yeah. I've seen that.
Right. So she had it like a little bit. It was still covering her mouth. It was like a little bit off of her nose. And he got kind of nasty with her. And then he actually approached the manager, like called the manager over and said something to the manager about it. Like he was really annoyed.
that she didn't have her nose covered.
But I just felt like, you know, don't snitch on people. I really don't like that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the way it felt because it was embarrassing. And I would never want to be on the other end of his attitude. And it was like, if he wanted to say something, be polite about it. Why do you have to get all nasty? Like, I'm not going to go around and be like some type of mask Nazi or something.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda, obviously you know that Ike is on the phone with us if you've heard Second Date Update before. And Ike, I got to say, I'm kind of surprised because you sound so chill and laid back talking to you on the phone. I just am having a hard time imagining you getting all confrontational like that. I know there are people who, despite the mask ordinance, are ignoring it, but you think that's the way to handle it?
I'm fed up. Somebody has to. I mean, I thought maybe she would appreciate that I was trying to keep us protected because this is accelerating everywhere because people are not listening to anything that's going on.
Yeah, but dude, it doesn't sound like going out is fun for you.
Yeah.
If you can't go out and enjoy it and go on a hike without getting into a confrontation with someone because they're not wearing a mask outside, believe me, I wish everyone would do their part and wear a mask too. But if the small percentage of people, because most of the people that I encounter are complying, but for the 1% or 2% who choose to be defiant, yeah, I'm disappointed, but it doesn't make me angry. It just, it sounds like you're so stressed out anyway. Maybe it is best to just chill back at home.
It doesn't help with the dating world. I mean, if I'm trying to date, I need to be out. Yeah, you're hiking, so you're panting a lot. So take the 6 feet, put a mask on. Or you're serving our food, don't put your nostrils above our food. Yes, I mean, I'm sorry. I think it's common sense, and I know I sound like a crazy person right now.
Self-awareness is always
a good place to start.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel your frustration, brother. I really do. I know how difficult this is for you. I don't know what to tell you. I know you want to get out there. Yeah. You go and stir crazy in your house. You want to socialize with people, but you want to feel safe.
It's kind of a, you know, you experiment a little bit. You go somewhere, you see how it feels. I went to a restaurant. I didn't like it.
No.
I was uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah, really?
And just like really noticing everything that I was touching.
Yeah.
And then touching my face and then just the people breathing and everybody's touching everything.
Yeah.
It just, you know, for me personally, it just, it wasn't fun. And that's the thing.
Do you think it was just that restaurant?
Because they were doing everything right. I mean, they were doing, everybody was spread out like they were supposed to be spread out and wasn't fun anymore because it feels so sterile, and so much of the focus and the concentration is how am I keeping myself safe and watching around and making sure that everybody else is doing what they're supposed to be doing to keep me and them safe.
I like having an entire restaurant section to myself.
It works for you.
It works for me. Well, I guess there's no second date here then, huh, guys?
It's just a bit much for me. The aggressiveness, the tone, the nastiness, like maybe we should have picked something different and not been around people. Maybe that would have changed my impression of Ike. I wish you well. You seem to be a nice guy in the beginning. I'm sure there's somebody out there who...
Yeah, when you're not screaming at people, you actually seem like a nice guy.
Thanks, guys.
Ike, thank you for putting yourself out there and expressing your thoughts on this.
Yeah, thanks for listening. It's stressful.
Yeah.
And good luck, man. Hang in there.
Take care. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, it is really quite simple. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.